Podcast 42.
This is 42?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow. And we have 111 subscribers. But... oh. Yeah, wrong list. I'm running out of notebook space.
Uh-oh, that's scary.
We've been... so long we've been doing it. And now, granted, it isn't a full notebook. Actually, you know what? Maybe it is. It's a five subject notebook, but like most of the pages are torn out because It was my freshman notebook.
I've been doing this for almost a year.
Coming up on it. I think we started like late August.
We did.
Yeah.
I think it was August 28th.
Yeah, that'd be late August.
Like that's when we started the YouTube channel, I think.
Yes, it is.
Let me see if I do know the date.
No, off technicality, we started like 4 years ago. No, we didn't. Like 2 years ago. Anyway. August 26th. You said 28th, right?
Yeah. That was close.
You're wrong, though.
That was close.
There's only 365 days to choose from when you got it wrong. Shh. It's a horrible ratio.
Yeah.
You suck. Anywho.
2 days off.
We have the news of the week, and then we're talking about the Before trilogy. But that is all going to be in one video, probably.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're just talking for a while, and the movie ends.
I think it's really good. The trilogy is really good.
It doesn't, but it's not a very talk about. It's like,
yeah,
the movie was good.
Too much.
But, so spoiler for our thoughts. I thought it was bad. Now it's a mystery. We'll continue the podcast with that comment. Anyway, so Marvel news. There's a rumor, not very substantiated, but a scary one nonetheless, that Tony Stark may return in Ironheart as an AI. Everything about
I think that's been a rumor for a while.
Yeah, I know, but it got... well, it's not substantiated, but it came up again. That's the point. I don't want it. Though, I will say, this guy that I get some of these rumors from is pretty reliable.
I don't think it'd be Robert Downey Jr. voicing it, though, because he's not even voicing What If.
Yeah. I don't know. I doubt it. But if he's a physical AI, then that wouldn't make any sense either.
Yeah. No.
Not happening. I don't want it. I don't want canceled. Ironheart in general.
Canceled. Ironheart is canceled.
Stupid.
You know when people like find tweets from actors and actresses from like 20 years ago?
Let's try.
And cancel them. Whoever they cast for Ironheart, I'm
going to... they already cast her.
I'm going to go through all her tweets.
We can't though. Because if we get her canceled, they'll just find somebody else. Plus, we can't really cancel her.
I'll cancel Ironheart the character. We'll find something racist that Ironheart the character has said.
Mm.
Or
it's going to be hard though. She's black. So.
I'll get a job writing for Marvel and I'll write Ironheart.
Okay.
And then I'll get her
ruin
canceled.
Her?
Exactly.
Yeah. She's recent. Not too much history to go through. So, unfortunately. Anywho, next rumor. This one's pretty cool. They casted the character Midnight Man for Moon Knight. French actor Caspard Ueli. I don't know. It's a French thing.
Has he been in anything?
No. Well, maybe some French stuff, but nothing that you'd know. But yeah, it's cool. He looks pretty... his costume kind of looks like the comic book Black Panther costume, but either way, I'm very excited for Moon Knight. And same. Actually, Ethan Hawke is going to be the villain, who was obviously in the Before trilogy. Hopefully, they don't kill him off really quickly.
What if they do?
Like, or he's just like one and done in the
mm-hmm.
Moon Knight. I don't know. Maybe Moon Knight should be standalone. You never know. Norman Reedus is kind of campaigning to be Ghost Rider. He said he'd want to do it.
I could see that.
Though, I have a feeling. I don't know why, but I have a feeling they'll go for a person of color. I don't know why. Like, even if they don't go with, Robbie Ramirez, something like that.
Yeah.
Who is the Mexican Ghost Rider for, like, what's his face? Nicolas Cage. They'll go for someone else. Maybe. I don't know.
Johnny, is it? I was gonna say
Blaze,
Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say Cash, but it's Johnny Blaze. I knew it was Johnny at least. You said Nicolas Cage.
Well, it's just, you know, he's pretty much Ghost Rider. He's taking it all. When they put those CGI abs on him, done. There and then, he was certified. Next piece of news. So Emily Blunt kind of stepped back on her.
That wouldn't be because John Krasinski was probably like, fuck you, I'll divorce you.
Yeah. She said she doesn't turn her nose up at it, and if the script is right, she'll do it. So, okay, bitch.
Yeah, fuck you, Emily.
She probably just saw all the Twitter people being like, fuck you. And she's like, okay, fine.
Yeah, I like how like everyone was like, we didn't really care about Emily being Sue Storm.
Yeah, we're like, after. We only said it because we want your husband to be.
She's yeah.
Like, no, I'll do it. Yeah, probably because you need something to save your career, stupid British person.
She still makes a lot of money, though.
Shut up. She gets carried by John.
Yeah, but like earlier on before.
Shut up. Take it.
Especially in the UK. Not really as much in the US, but
Shut up. Anywho, so Black Panther 2 set photo revealed the quote, "Rest in power, King T'Challa, our hero. It was an honor, Wakanda forever."
Disappointed.
They should have recast him. Or they shouldn't have had him die.
Yeah, like, I see everyone talking about...
Have him drive off next to Vin.
So many people are saying, you know, oh my god. Like, everyone was saying that they shouldn't recast him, and now that he is, like, dead, they want people to recast him. We've been saying since the beginning we want him recasted.
No, I don't care whoever said that. There are a lot of people.
I know, but I'm saying we've been saying it since
the beginning. I know, but I remember I was at Redacted's house, and I was like scrolling. Oh shoot, he died, and everyone's like, "Don't recast him." I remember it distinctly, but
they should recast him.
They should. Yeah, someone vacuumed my room. I just realized that.
But I also think it's the writer and director probably doesn't want to because they were friends.
Yeah, he does. He probably doesn't. But I feel like if Twitter people were like, "Do it," they'd do it.
I feel like they should, but I think the writer and director.
Marvel kind of sways with what people are saying for the most part.
I think it's also really disappointing that he's going to have probably an off-screen death.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they said they wouldn't do any face replacement stuff, so.
The fucking King.
It's probably going to open with a funeral.
Who's it going to be
then? And people are going to be like, "Damn, that opening scene was so depressing." He's like, "Yeah." But there's like he was in like 4 movies, right? But pretty much just 3. And in 2 of them, he had minor roles other than Civil War. Because in Black Panther, he sucked. Let's all be honest here. He was the weakest part of that movie.
I really, really hope that they have another secret brother who ends up being the king.
Oh, gosh.
Because I don't want it to be Shuri. I'm sorry, but I really don't want it to be Shuri.
Yeah, neither do I. She's not even ready. Yeah, and it would be such a jump. And it would be such like a leap.
And I feel like...
Do something. What they should probably do is if they're going to not have him in the movie, they should do like the whole movie is about like what happens with like an absent king.
But it's obviously going to be her because she's next in line for the throne. But
We do, like I said last week, I think, we do know it's going to be Atlantis versus Wakanda. Mm-hmm. But
I also just don't think her Black Panther would be as fun.
No. But anyway, yeah, Black Panther was the best in Civil War. No. He had more to go, I'd say, as a character, which is why he shouldn't have been recast. There is a rumor that Brie Larson will be in 2 episodes of Ms. Marvel, which would make sense. But I don't know, man. I wonder if they're gonna keep the hair. Will they keep that stupid ass haircut?
Yeah. It also just sucks that like you know he snapped. He's gone for like so many years. It'd be interesting to see him coming back. Yeah. How what it would do for the throne and all that.
Yeah.
But now.
Well, they could have just said this during the blip.
Yeah, they could.
Deadass, though. He's gone already. You can play with interesting ideas, and then you can get back to it in a bit. M'Baku. Plus, I want M'Baku to be king. Did he get snapped?
I mean, it could be taking place during the snap. You never know.
Yeah, it could be, but I doubt it. Because Okoye just writes off those like earthquakes in the sea. And they said it's not Atlantis, but Atlantis is going to be in this, so you think that they say something, so...
Unless maybe it was before, and they have Atlantis under their power now, and they're like, yeah, it's definitely not, then we know it's not.
No, like, the writer said it wasn't
Atlantis. Oh, yeah.
Or directors. Either way, it's not Atlantis, according to the creative heads. There's also a rumor that there's 9 unannounced Disney Plus series in the works. Yay.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Who do you want them to be? I say...
Daredevil.
Nova. He'd be cool. Ghost Rider.
But didn't they kill off all the Nova Corps?
That's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
yeah,
one's
yeah,
left. Yeah. He's mad. Nova. Ghost Rider. Daredevil. But not... I would want them to just do... Maybe you don't have to do 13 episodes necessarily. But...
If it's the same people, they can do 13 episodes.
Yeah. But, that... I don't know. Like... Fuck, I had some ideas, now I fucking forgot them all. Let's go to Instagram. I'm trying to, you could do like, like some X-Men character, like Doctor Doom. He definitely should get one before he gets in a movie.
X-Men? Is he more from Fantastic Four?
Yeah, you know what I meant. Like just Fox characters. Oh. Shut up, John. Let me see. Did anyone else talk about this that I follow? I feel like I saw it on my like Explore page. Damn it. I need some ideas.
They should do an, what's the Iron Man 1 villain's name?
Fink, Fink, Foom?
No, isn't it like Obadiah Stane or whatever?
Obadiah Stane?
Yeah, yeah. They should do a Disney Plus series with him.
Johnny's dead. He's been dead. He's been dead since the beginning of the LE.
An origin story.
We have an origin story.
No, because he's already a bitch in that one.
Yeah, but we learn why he's a bitch.
How did he become a bitch? No, because
he was mad that Tony Stark took all the credit. He's just
jealous. Let's see what made him such an angry person even before that. Because you can tell.
I know a lot of straight up.
Before that, he's an angry person.
I know a lot of straight up angry people. He's you? One of them. Yes, I'm an angry person. Damn. I just saw this on this guy's. When I was trying to find something, it was a Daredevil fan made poster with Spider-Man in the middle for some reason. For a Daredevil poster. It's fan made, John.
I know.
You look scared.
I am scared.
What if they do it? What if they screw it up?
Yeah, I'd fucking kill them. I'd literally go march down to Disney and I would kill everyone there.
I need to find someone who just posts things from Twitter because that's where I saw the thing. I don't know.
If anyone ever dies at Disney sometime soon, this is really bad for me.
Why?
Because I just said I'd go to Disney and kill everyone there.
Now I'm going to kill someone there and blame it on you and cut this part out. Damn, now if someone dies, I'm mega screwed. I just can't blame it on you. Let's see. So Sony has just supposedly cast Jodie Turner-Smith as a character named Calypso in the Kraven movie. She is a black person who wears a cheetah outfit.
We still have no clue where this movie's going to go.
Mm-mm. But there was, a set photo, I don't know if it was real or not, of Aaron Taylor Johnson with the, you know, long hair and, like, longer hair. And
imagine if it's just
he's
like,
ripped.
Imagine if it's like Joker, but in the jungle.
Joker in the jungle. Why didn't they just call it that? That's a good idea. Joker in the jungle.
They're saving that for Joker too.
Yeah, Joker's in the jungle now.
Joker in the jungle.
So where did you go with this one? Well, we thought he was in the city, and what's not the city? The jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought Joker in the jungle had a good ring around it. So what do you mean? Yeah, we based the whole movie around the title. there's a Hawkeye picture. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's not like we haven't seen them wearing those outfits before. I saw this post and it was like, what did it say? It was from the guy who's like half joking. You know?
They should like, I saw someone talking about this. They need to start like releasing official set photos for like outfits before they start doing public shoots.
You mean they need to release official looks before
set photos leak?
Yes. Yeah.
When they know that they're going to start filming like out in the open.
I think the big thing is it's like they calculate the marketing very particularly and they're like, we can't reveal it 6 months ahead.
And honestly, that probably kind of helps just a little bit.
Yeah, probably. But I feel like if you had a good, we talked about this. If you just delivered a good picture first, then not only do you get the build up from the picture, but you also get people who are like, oh, that looks good.
Do you know what's even better though? Is if it looks bad and then in the official looks, it looks really good. So then people are debating whether or not it's going to be good.
But then you have a lot of people that are just automatically going to hate it.
Exactly. That's like, what you want.
Haters
help you grow, Jack.
Because there's that leaked set photo of that one new Flash person who's played by the one Fortnite person. And then,
who?
I don't know. He played Fortnite or something one time. In the Flash. He's the new person.
Oh, the smart guy?
No, glasses? He's the new speedster.
Oh, Jordan Fisher?
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
You should have said he was also in Liv and Maddie.
He was?
He was in Teen Beach Movie.
You just said he played Fortnite one time. I was like, who was he? He's like, he played Fortnite, remember? I'm like,
well, you said the new speedster, and then I was like,
I didn't know who he was, though.
First it came to Jordan Fisher, and then I was like, oh yeah, he does stream after.
Oh. Anywho, like his suit leak looked like ass, and they revealed it, and it looked like ass to him. Oh, the Flash is so bad.
There's a lot of people actually liking that suit.
No. Yeah, people are retarded.
Uh-oh.
People are dumb.
Did you say last podcast that almost got you like completely ruined?
I cut it out. It doesn't matter.
I know. I'm just trying to remember.
I'll tell you later. But it wasn't the N-word. We'll leave it there. So, and it will release November 24th, 2021, which kind of surprised me. That's really late. And that means that it will tie into coincide directly with Spider-Man, which could mean one of two things. One, Hawkeye's gonna get overshadowed as fuck in its back half, or Kingpin does tie into both, but I doubt that they timed it out that perfectly.
Kingpin is Daredevil. Just keep him with that.
No, fuck you.
They did him so perfectly. No, fuck you. They did him so perfectly in the show, though.
I mean, I know he's in Hawkeye, but he's Spider-Man to me equally.
I know, but I'm saying in live action, they did him so perfect in the show. We don't need
him. I know, but I want him to interact with Spider-Man now.
I don't.
You fucking bitch, John.
I don't. I'm sorry. I'm very scared for... I'm very protective of Daredevil, Jack.
I don't care, man. He got in.
Of the show.
Spider-Man. I guess, because Daredevil...
Fuck Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
Daredevil has less good villains than Spider-Man, so I guess... He doesn't really need...
And fuck him. Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
What are you saying, man? Those movies are... They slap.
They're good movies, but...
They fucking slap. I know I'm going to love them even more when I rewatch them. Anywho, not good. ScarJo is suing Disney, along with Emma Stone, and Kevin Feige said, fuck you, Disney, as well.
You reminded me of those stands who are like... Who like will call people their... Like the actor's
name. Oh, I just did that because I don't have room.
But, like Elizabeth Olsen, all their stands call her Lizzie.
That's weird. Yeah, I didn't. When I said ScarJo, I said, should I finish this? But I did not. And then I think some other people are. Oh, Emily Blunt too is actually thinking about suing them. So do it. Fuck Disney.
No, Emperor Palpatine.
Do it. I like it. And then Kevin Feige was like, yeah. Do it, man.
I'm gonna sue them.
You do. Disney was like, I can't believe she's taking advantage of the pandemic, bro. Disney said that, bro? Oh my god.
I'm gonna sue Disney.
That's so, what over? That's so funny to me.
The fact that Mickey Mouse is not
public property.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they kind of changed all law because they probably own half. Not only do they own most of entertainment, but they also own half of the U.S. and probably the world.
I'm gonna have someone get a job at one of the Disney parks, have them purposely mess with one of the rides, and then I'm gonna be the only one that goes on it.
Who pissed in the water supply?
And I break my leg, and then I'm gonna sue Disney.
Okay. Dad, why is there piss in the water fountain?
That's what I'm gonna do.
Wow, that's a genius plan. Which ride do you want to break your leg on? Because you gotta play this right, because... Do you want to be a spectacle where you lose your entire leg, which would be like the roller coaster type rides, or do you want it to be on like
the Toy Story ride?
The one you go pew 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 pew.
Yeah, the one where he shoots that
fucking dumbass.
I'll break my leg on that one.
And it has such a stupid design, right? Because you go like this, you like pull it thing instead of shooting. It's dumb. It's a dumb thing.
And I do kind of want to go on that ride again now.
That was kind of fun. Bop, 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 bop. Anywho.
I miss Disney, kind of, and Universal. I miss Florida.
Disney wasn't a great ride, though, I'm going to lie.
Toy Story was fun.
Toy Story Land was the only fun one. And that roller coaster is pretty fun. But,
you had fun on the Rock and Roller Coaster.
Shut up. It's a Rock and Roller Coaster, bitch.
That's what I said, Rock and Roller Coaster.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Well, I'm so confused. What am I getting wrong here?
Roller.
What? Rock and Roller Coaster.
Rock and Roller Coaster. You're saying rock and roller coaster. It's rock and roll coaster.
Rock and roll coaster.
Actually, you may be right.
I don't know. Just keep going.
And then, did you see the Carnage design, bro? Ziggas.
People were being bitches about it at first.
Facts.
Fuck you.
It was so good.
We said we liked it.
Yes, we did.
Fuck all these haters.
How many times have we been right this podcast? Like all of them?
Exactly. We're never wrong.
No, we aren't.
Fuck you, Eric
Voss. And it's not like enough people listen to this where they could go back and check.
Yeah, I probably should. I shouldn't call that Eric Voss. He'll come for me. He'll come for my neck.
Do me your blue screen. Oh, God. So it does look really good. And anyone who likes orange in their Carnage can suck my big-ass wiener.
Eric Voss should do a video on us where he, like, we mentioned something in, like, podcast, like, 50 that ties back into, like, podcast 2 and he does a video on it. Like, this mention right here actually ties back into this one.
Yeah. Easter egg number 5.
Yeah, they should do a video on us.
They brought up where they lived 100 times. DC News.
Check says something that gets him canceled. Again.
That's you.
Both of us.
No, just you.
These podcasts are going to be weaponized one day.
Yeah. We can't become famous now.
No, we'll get to the point first where we become uncancelable. You know, where it's like you literally can just go on a vacation and then come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right. DC News. Peacemaker will release January 16th, 2022 with 3 episodes off the bat. And I don't even think there's that many. I think there's like 6. So.
I'm excited.
So am I. Will be a prequel. We'll talk about who we think dies in the Suicide Squad. Do you want to tell that story?
What?
I'll tell the story. So, a ticket now, if you buy popcorn, is around $40. But but it's rated R, and you have to be 17. And we were like, okay, we can pass off as 17-year-olds pretty easily. We're 16, by the way. And so we're like, you know, you grow your mustache.
I'm 17 in 7 months.
Yeah, you, fuck you. You grow your mustache, I'll put, like, I'm already almost 6 feet, but, like, I'll put some shit in my shoes. Yeah,
I've been growing it just for this.
Yeah, like, I'll put some shit in my shoes to, like, be an inch taller or something, I don't know. And then, well, okay, we got this. And then I read the fine print. You have to show your ID if you're under 25.
I know someone who gives fakes for fine.
Okay, cool. And then, so we're like, okay, well, we have one or two options, sneak in or bring an adult. We're like, okay, we'll just, and then John had an idea, which is good, it's good, but, so we keep the tickets so that we have the seats reserved. Mm-hmm. And then we buy other tickets to another movie so we can get in.
Yeah.
So if we find tickets, I think they're like still $12 at a standard.
Yeah.
And so like at the end of the day, just to see the Suicide Squad and have some popcorn, it's going to be $50.
Yep.
Yo, I could buy a guitar pedal for that.
Don't think of like that, Jack. Don't think.
I could buy a whole ass guitar pedal. I could watch the Suicide Squad film.
I actually know someone who could give us fake IDs, but I don't want to get arrested.
Yeah, I don't feel like it. I'm like, we're fine, man. Because, yeah, no, I'm fine. I'll pay $10 to not be in jail. But well, it's just disappointing.
Should we try to walk into Suicide Squad first and then be like, they're like, you can't go in it. We were like, all right, we'll have tickets to this one. And then they're like, all right, it's this one on your left. And we just walk to the right. Yeah, that's
what I was thinking. Like, where are you going? Get him! Lights off, we're like, hi! Yeah, I mean, if they're like, where are you going? I'm like, our dad's that way. Our dad, we have this one, two dads.
We look nothing alike.
let's see. There's a rumor from someone, I think Twitter, that there is going to be a Wonder Woman animated series for HBO Max.
Twitter's not a person.
Yep. Tweet. You don't know about Tweet?
What?
Tweet.
Okay. I don't really care. I never really cared.
Loki may not even watch it if it happens.
Oh, you have to because you've been watching everything DC and Jack.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm so close to none. I'm so sick of these fucking DC movies, man. Holy shit. Like, have you noticed, like, my scores have dropped? Like,
but that's probably just because you're burnt out.
Yes.
Doesn't mean they're bad, though.
Yeah. No, they are legitimately bad, trust me.
Are some of them, like, pretty good, though?
There are a few good DC Batman ones? Animated movies. Mm-mm. They tend to be better because all the Superman ones are the same story, and the few Wonder Woman are, and the Green Lantern, always the exact same story. Like, they don't ever do anything unique. But since they've produced 100 Batman stories, they are a bit more unique. Like, I watched Gotham by Gaslight, which is this one where it's, like, the like 1800s, and he has to face down Jack the Ripper. In, like, England, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a unique take and stuff, but...
Batman Samurai?
Ninja Batman.
Oh, yeah, Ninja Batman.
That was actually pretty good. It was, like, Batman, but it's in Japan. And so, like, all the characters are, like... They go into, like, these cool Japanese movie stereotypes and, like... Which sounds bad, but archetypes is a better word. And it's just cool. So, that one that I've made fun of relentlessly for the past year at Walmart... Was actually not right.
The Killing Joke?
Was shit.
It was shit?
It was horrid. And I don't like the comic.
I know that there's one scene in there.
And that's the fucking sick one. It ruins the movie, I'm not even gonna lie.
The Batgirl and...
People have talked about... One of the reviews was like, they gave it 4.5 stars. They're like, I just watched the first half. And they're the only person to give it 4.5 stars.
Yeah. I remember reading about that. The person was like... I've always seen sexual tension between these two characters.
Oh, no, not the Batman and Batgirl. It's when Joker rapes her. That's when the movie gets,
like... Oh, talking about Batman and Batgirl.
Because it's just... And then, like, it's just so fucking bad.
Doesn't that happen in the comics, though?
Yeah, and the comic isn't good. I don't know why people say that shit. It's better than the movie. It's better than the movie, but...
People love that comic,
Jack. Other than the fact that you get... But why do you want insight on Joker's backstory? I don't even get that either.
People
that's the that part comic. People like, and they're retarded. Ooh, they're stupid. Damn, two times. Anyway, sorry. That's my rant on the Killing Joke.
It's the fact that you just you're like they're stupid. You're calling special needs people stupid now.
No,
because you replaced that word with
stupid.
Oh my
god, so that word has become a different.
I know. I'm just trying to get you canceled.
So, yeah. But it's not just me. It has a pretty low average rating. I have not watched the new movies yet, but I'm getting to them, obviously. I'm doing it in chronological order of release. And so
isn't there one called Under the Red Hood?
Yes. Yeah. That one's really good. That one's a really good one. But I really love The Long Halloween comic. Actually, you know what? While we're talking about The Long Halloween, there's a rumor that Robert Pattinson wants The Long Halloween to be the inspiration for the sequel to The Batman, which would be really, really sick.
I thought the first one was going to be based off The Long Halloween.
I think there's elements, but we'll see. Unless you read it by then, but it's, from what it looks like, I don't see any Long Halloween inspiration. In fact, Long Halloween is less of a Batman story than a story about his rogues gallery. Yeah. And
Gotham. I need to buy Long Halloween.
Maybe at the library, if you want to see it in person. I know, but it actually the art shit. Fuck you, Tim Sale. I'm kidding. You're all right sometimes.
Isaac comes in.
Out of the closet. He's like, dude, he's not that bad. They don't have shame face. When he said that, it took me a second. I'm like, what's paint? Fuck. Anywho.
You thought he was talking about Two-Face?
No. Anywho, yeah, that... All right, the rant on DC Batman stories is over. Ooh, I got angry.
No, that was your Isaac impression.
Oh, I don't know. So Ben Affleck, his stunt doubles on the Flash set because he's touching J-Lo's ass on a yacht in Mexico. Atta boy, Ben. But, yeah. I mean, he has a new Bat cycle.
I'm assuming they're going to write him off. He's going to go Bat. Bye-bye.
Or the rumor timeline says that BVS will be erased, along with everything he's been in. So Justice League and the Suicide Squad. Oscar award-winning Suicide Squad, which is not the most recent.
People still want the air cut.
I'll take it, but it's not going to happen and the movie isn't going to be good.
I mean, I'd like to see it because I do think it was intended to be much darker.
I want to see it.
And more emotional, and then people after BVS were too dark.
Yeah, so that's what happened.
Dad pops the neon lights, these pop songs.
But low-key think that the one we got may be better, because what if it could be darker, but what if it's just more boring and just a lot of the same?
Yeah.
Because even though they cut shit up, it's at the end of the day...
The pop songs were some of the worst parts in that.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
And they were only in the first 15 minutes, which I forgot about. When they're doing all the introductions, that's it. Then after the first act. Actually, in fact, the second act, or maybe third, I can't remember actually. It's kind of dark. It tone shifts into what Ayers Cut probably is, and it's not good.
I still would like to see it. I'm very interested.
And David Ayer annoys me, so.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but I feel like, you know.
Because I think Zack Snyder's funny. He's like, I wish they had sex. He was like, it's Justice League is rated for nudity. Never mind, I wish, though. That was funny. I liked it.
I'm just curious, though, because, Warner Bros. Needs to learn. If it gets released and it's good, maybe Warner Bros. Would still finally learn their lesson because they're still trying to write off Zack Snyder.
Yeah. I think that, the biggest problem now is the Suicide Squad. It wouldn't be for another year that they release it.
Yeah, I know.
Release it.
Well, I'm pretty sure Ayer said he's going to stop talking about it because he doesn't want to overshine.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah.
Because it seems like James Gunn is kind of supportive of him.
Yeah, he was I saw something where he was pretty much kind of supportive of the Ayer cut being released, so.
Yeah, I like James Gunn. It seems to be his masterpiece. We'll see. I hope Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is. That'd be cool.
Imagine if it gets a 50 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, what if this does a Wonder Woman 84, though? Seriously, that squad just goes... pantless right now.
Well, Jay Stube said it's the best superhero thing
ever. Because her opinion matters.
Yeah, because Birds of Prey was one of her favorites ever. Even better than The Dark Knight. Fuck you, Jay Stubes.
Actually, I don't know if that's true.
I was thinking about emailing Warner Bros. And being like, hey, guys, you should send us stuff.
Bro, the first time we get invited to premiere, if that ever happens, I'm
not even getting invited to premiere. If they just send us a shirt, I'll take it.
Oh my god.
And we just wear it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bit. No, I'll hang mine up. I won't even wear it. Injustice trailer for the Injustice animated movie.
I need to mention this about you. My Suicide predictions are going to be fucking weird because of the fact that I've only watched one of the trailers because I wanted to keep the rest without knowing. So I've only seen one of the trailers and a little bit of stuff. Yeah, so I have really no clue what's even going on.
I'm just They don't really... there's 20,000 characters. They don't reveal anything.
Yeah, I watched the first trailer when it came out. I haven't watched anything since.
Yeah, all I know... I don't know anything. I'm just going off, like...
I'm just like, what the fuck?
Everyone's going to die? Okay, let's go for it, man. I'm just going off, like, popularity of character... Well, we'll talk about it. I don't know. The Injustice trailer looked all right. That, I don't know if it's going to be good, but whatever. So the Suicide Squad right now is actually sitting at a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. Certified fresh. But we all know the horror story is Rotten Tomatoes. But I do have faith, because James Gunn is consistently a good person. He made Scooby-Doo.
So. I was about to say Scooby-Doo is his best work. Yes. That's his masterpiece.
You can't top that shit, man.
He should have just done Scooby-Doo, then stop.
Scooby-Doo 3.
He should have just done... Yeah, he's got to do it. He's got to, right?
Honey, who's at the door? Give me Scooby-Doo 3.
I'm going to get a job as an interviewer and climb my ranks up until I can interview James Gunn and be like, do Scooby-Doo 3 or else I'll kill you.
Hmm. Should we just spam him on Twitter?
Yeah. And I think that maybe he'll answer. He opens his DMs sometimes and posts them on Instagram. So maybe if we DM'd him.
Yeah. Do it, bitch.
Scooby-Doo 3.
Day 275.
We make TikToks about it, too.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So The Flash. Wait. Oh, The Flash movie has been slightly halted because the bat cycle ran over a cameraman, but he's all right. So that's good, which makes it funny.
I mean, honestly, that'd be kind of an honor, being able to say, I got ran over by the bat cycle.
Yeah. Same with the guy who crashed into the Batmobile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I'm crashing into the Batmobile. So J.K. Simmons is supposedly going to reprise his role in that Batgirl thing that's coming in 2022, which means it isn't set in a different universe, which they were going to recast him, which means it would have been.
She got a casting for Batgirl.
Yeah, like a week ago.
We didn't talk about that last week, I don't think. I don't think so, because when did it get announced? I don't think we mentioned it last week.
July 3rd to the 24th, DC. Leslie Grace as Batgirl.
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention then.
You were. You acknowledged it. You just...
I probably didn't know who it was. And then when I saw a picture of her, I was like, oh, Into the Heights girl.
Oh, I didn't know who she was.
Yeah, she's from Into the Heights.
Oh. Can we cancel her? I fucking hate Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Don't hate on Lin-Manuel Miranda.
He's like 7, or not 7. He's like 2'5". Hey, I'm Lin-Manuel Miranda. I'm the worst part of my own shows, I can't write for jack shit. Yep.
Are you talking about songs?
Yep. I'm Ben Franklin. Dee-ba-da-da-da-da-dee.
He was Hamilton, first of all.
Same era, bro.
And he can write songs, homie. Just shut up.
I'm Hamilton, homie. Now sing it with me.
For Hamilton. He did the songs for Moana. He did the songs for, obviously, Into the Heights.
You have not made your case. You've not helped your case.
Each one of them is good. Songs are good in each one of them.
The only good song he ever did was the one that The Rock sang, and it's only good because The Rock sang it.
I'm going to fucking smack you across the head right now.
I got tattoos on my body.
Should we ask other people?
Yeah, they're going to say he's good, but they're fucking wrong.
No, maybe you're just a fucking moron. I'm going to spit on you.
I'm going to dance to Hamilton's song.
You're an idiot, Jack.
And he goes, I can rap like a double da-da. Eminem's my name.
I could say some stuff right now.
Hamilton sucks.
I could say some stuff right now, Jack.
You could, but you wouldn't.
I'll keep it more civil.
In the Heights, we are.
I'm gonna keep
it. Yeah, we're in the Heights. Hey,
I'm gonna keep this civil.
Hey, where are we?
I'm keeping.
Sing with me. We're in the Heights.
I'm keeping this civil, Jack.
Where's it taking us up? What's that Tic Tac sound?
We're in the Heights.
Ooh. I know the song.
Next piece of news, Jack. I'm keeping this civil.
Cause it sucks.
Nope. I'm just cause if I say what I was thinking about saying, you'll go ape shit.
Hey man, can you help me reach the top shelf?
You go ape shit if I was gonna say what I was gonna say, Jack.
Hey man, can you?
But you'll never know what I'm gonna say now.
But can you grab the step ladder?
What's the next piece of news, Jack? What's the next piece of news?
Hey man, can you lift me up to the cereal aisle? Hey yo man, can you hand me those Lucky Charms?
All right, there's Lin-Manuel man, fucking man for you.
Let's see, Aquaman 2 producer has some things to say about Mera. Another person that makes me angry.
Yeah.
Let's go. Two of them.
Fuck him. I'll fucking smack the fucking beard off of him.
He says. This is... I don't think that we're ever going to react, honestly, peer fan pressure. You got to do what you feel is best for the movie. We felt that if it's James Wan and Jason Momoa, it should be Amber Heard. That's really what it was. Safran is his last name if you want to put a hit on him. Listen, one is not unaware of what's going on in the Twitterverse on our pitch. But that doesn't mean you have to react to it or take it as gospel or accede to their wishes. You have to do what you feel is right for the film, and that's really what we where we landed on. Bold of him to come out. Oh, wait, no, that's the guy who posted. But yeah, fuck him, and fuck Amber Heard.
I do have a question for you, Jack.
Oh, I forgot to post this. The new A24 movie is going to have a half lamb, half baby. They've lost it, and it's kind of like Midsommar, but like Goatman. Anywho, what?
Give me a sec.
I fucking hate her.
So, how could you hate on Amber Heard but support Kevin Spacey?
Because he's a good actor, at least.
I said, forget about it, cuz.
Cuz.
We really have to have a soundboard, and we can do forget about it, cuz.
I need to incorporate that into my vocabulary.
Do it in school in front of the crowd, man.
What's good, cuz?
What did he say? Get him off the stage! What else? Yeah, fuck her.
I'm gonna do a talent show, and my talent's gonna be a Paul Walker impression. What's good, guh?
Thank you. That's it for DC news. Fuck Amber Heard. Anywho, miscellaneous news. So, just the dude, Bob Odenkirk, had a heart attack, but he's all good. That's good.
Which one's that?
Better Call Saul, yeah. Nobody. Yeah. Breaking Bad, obviously. Yeah. 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 Exorcist trilogy is coming in 2023 from Exorcist. Universal. The Exorcist movie, where the girl's like, bah!
Wasn't that released in, like, 1935?
A trilogy, they're making a trilogy in 2023.
Does it have anything to do with the first one?
From Universal. Mm-hmm.
Are they remaking
No the details one? On it other than the fact that they bought Exorcist for $400 million, so I'm assuming it's a reboot. Yeah, it's not even scary.
I don't think the Exorcist is, like, it's... A lot of people, everyone knows what the fucking Exorcist is. I've never seen it.
Mm-mm. And it's not scary.
Obviously, everyone knows what the fucking Exorcist is, you know? But nowadays, I don't know if it's worth $400 million.
No. Because it's a dated movie. I don't know if
they'll make it back.
It's not fucking scary anymore, yeah. Man.
I wonder what they could even do with it.
Anywho, live-action Pokemon series on Netflix.
Wait, did it get released?
No.
Oh, it's happening.
Coming.
Good.
Ew.
The Detective Pikachu movie actually wasn't even that bad.
CGI-wise, right?
No, storyline wasn't even terrible.
Why is Ryan Reynolds Pikachu, though? Like, we all like Ryan Reynolds, but what the fuck?
No, but, like, the movie, honestly, it was, like, wasn't that bad. It was enjoyable, you know what I mean? It was fun.
There's Charizard in it. It
has Pikachu in it.
No, it doesn't.
It does. Huh? Detective Pikachu, Jack?
You know that's that Detective Pikachu.
Oh, yeah, Pikachu. My bad.
Come on, John. Ghostbusters Afterlife trailer.
Didn't watch it.
I watched Eric Voss's breakdown on it.
You know the girl with brown hair? That's fucking girl from Haunting of Hill House.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Which one? Wait, the little girl?
I'll show you. Yeah.
No.
I'm not kidding.
Her. Yeah. I thought you meant the little girl, child. Like, very small child.
I can't... McKenna Grace.
Yeah.
She's a good actress, surprising. She was Gifted, but she was good in that as well. And she's good in Haunting of Hill House. She's been in a decent amount of stuff, honestly.
I'll heal Haunting of Hill House.
How old is she?
I want to know, John.
She's 15.
What the fuck? Babyface.
No, I don't think she looked. I think all these movies were filmed. Yeah, let's see what she looks like now.
But in the movie, she looks like she's like 18. Well, I mean, of course, she has 20 pounds of makeup on and all that, but. Not being judgmental, I'm just saying. Going it out then.
I'm just... For a 15-year-old?
Damn.
Not for a 15-year-old. I don't mean like that. I did not mean to say that. I mean like...
A 6-year-old, I gotta say, man.
I mean, like, it's just surprising that she's 15 now, because, like, we watched Haunting of Hill House, like, 2 years ago, and she's, like, 8 in that.
Yeah, wait, what the fuck? But that movie was, like, in 2018, though. Like, how old was she in that shit?
Like, it's just, like...
Was she, like, the middle-aged girl, right?
What?
She's like the middle one, right?
Yeah. She's the one with the powers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, I can never look at her and be like, damn, she's hot, because Theo. I watch Haunting of Hill House.
Theo.
I'll never be able to.
Fucking love Haunting of Hill House. Oh my god, it's so good. Shit, man. I'd probably put it in my top five movies if it was a movie. But I can't really because, you know, it's a miniseries, so it has more time. But fuck yeah, baby. It's the best
movie. I rewatched it recently.
It's the best TV series ever. Fuck you. Like, miniseries.
I rewatched
it. Maybe TV series. I kind of want to watch Bly Manor because I've seen Hell House three times, so. You can only see something so many
times.
Was
it me who recommended Haunting of Hill House?
Sure, don't take credit. Anyway, House of Gucci poster and trailer, which I found funny because all the posters had Academy Award winning above it. Did you see Jared Leto's poster for House of Gucci? Gemini
Schmidt. Oh my god, wait. Isn't, who else is in that?
Adam Driver and Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's...
Did she go to Lady? I did see his. He does not look like Jared Leto at all. I did see it. I did see that lately.
It's insane. What the fuck happened?
What a fucking hottie. I'm going to beat my schmeet while watching that movie.
What?
Anytime Jared comes on the screen, I'm going to come too.
Should we join his cult?
I already did.
Why does he look like a character from Dr. Seuss?
Because he is.
I could see him on the Seuss train. Anywho.
I'd love to go to Universal with Jared. I wonder what it'd be like there.
I don't know. Robert Kirkman says massive efforts are going into making the Invincible live-action movie different from the TV series and comic.
That's interesting.
I don't care. Why are they doing this?
It's just like, it won't even be Invincible then, I don't think.
This
like,
is why they're doing it.
Who's it going to even be? Why are you jerking off
milking there? A cow, like milking it. I mean, dude,
you could have said something else comes out with, you know.
What?
Never mind.
Dude, you take everything so bad, bro.
Why'd you just deep throat?
I was milking the cow, bro. What?
Why'd you put it up to your mouth? Stop. Spit or swallow. I guess that answers the question.
Waterworld sequel. Do you know what Waterworld is, John?
No.
It's one of the most financially failed, biggest flops of all time.
And they're making that makes sense why I would get a sequel.
A sequel to it. It's insane.
Everyone loves Waterworld.
Starred Kevin Costner.
Don't know who that is.
My dad loved him. Who was he? Fuck.
Was he a cowboy?
Was he the guy from Jurassic Park? I think he... Wait. No. Maybe? Kevin. Kevin Durant.
So, Jack, what are you doing this weekend? What's you doing this weekend?
How do you spell Costner? Costner.
Oh. I think we're to the point now. Well, obviously we wouldn't because that'd be way too tough. Where we could honestly do like an actual podcast where we don't even have to like even talk about movies, where we could just babble on.
Yes.
Because the reason we did movies was to stay on topic and like because we enjoy movies.
Oh, he was in Field of Dreams.
But I think we've gotten so good at it now where we could literally just babble on for like an actual podcast episode.
Well done. Dude, you're such a genius. We'll make a second podcast, guys. Don't worry about it.
That'd be too much work.
Nah, I wouldn't. Kevin Costner.
I think one day we should.
Field of Dreams. That's all I did.
Because there's a lot of stuff we could talk about. Especially our dynamic. It'd be so funny.
Shut up. You know Field of Dreams, son?
No.
No, you're retarded.
You're my dream.
Shit, this is the third time.
What time is it?
It's 11:15, John.
I was talking about so you can...
New Wes Anderson movie cast. Some of the cast. Tilda Swinton, Adrian Brody, Bill Murray, and Tom Hanks are already in his next movie after The French Dispatch. Jesus.
Tom Hanks?
Who's maybe a pedophile.
Forrest Gump?
Is he a pedophile, John?
I wonder if he'll get a box of chocolates in this movie.
New details on the new Predator movie. Bing, bang, boom, bong. Maybe a series.
You're not PewDiePie, Jack.
Shut up, John. PewDiePie's dead.
But you just did his thing.
That's you're keeping not his him alive. That's all the things. It's going to be titled Skull, has a female lead similar to The Revenant, interesting, follows the Predator's first journey to Earth, 3/4 of it is done, and still uncertain if it'll be rated R or PG-13, probably PG-13.
Wait, it's been filmed?
Yeah, like 3/4 of it has been filmed.
No one cares about Predator.
If Arnold's not in it, I'm not seeing it.
Arnold should be the Predator.
Get to the chopper.
Arnold's a real life Predator.
Get to the chopper.
Arnold's probably a fucking alien, in all honesty.
Yeah, probably.
Fishes are aliens.
You know he works out 2 times a day and he's like 117 years old?
Yeah, but he doesn't look like he works out 3 times a day. But that is also because he's like 117 years old.
He looks pretty good for a 117-year-old. Maybe he should do some more push-ups. We'll get it. Run another mile, Arnold. Go. Go. Go, go, go.
I just don't get how he doesn't fucking die from running a mile.
Because he's Arnold. He sacrificed his dick working for this, John. Don't make fun of him. Alrighty.
Like, I think you get to an age where you just stop working. I think he's at that age. Like, I don't want to, like, ever stop. But, like, past 70, like, 60s, you can still work out. But, like, past, like, 75-ish.
If you catch me working on 60, bro, give me, like, a high five, shit, man.
Yeah, like, I would want to still be working out at 60, but, like, past, like, 75, that's way over. That's, you could literally fucking die while working out. Your heartbeat gets too high. Mm-hmm. A fucking heart attack.
What have we been watching? I watched Batman Gotham by Gaslight, Batman Ninja, Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Pretty good.
What did I watch?
Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was, I don't know, man, it's alright. Superman Red Sun, really cool. Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans, that was really cool. And I'm almost done with Luke Cage Season 1. I had the final episode. It's alright.
I watched some Peaky Blinders, watched Cillian Murphy have sex.
Ooh, what episode, man?
It happens a couple times.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't watch OBX Season 2, but I had someone rant to me about it, and in turn, I know what happens.
I've only watched, like, the first 2 episodes.
And I haven't seen the first season, and I refuse to watch it because it looks dumb as fuck.
Who ranted to you about it?
Someone at work.
Watched, obviously, the Before trilogy. There's something else, but I don't care enough to remember, obviously.
Fuck Borat 2. I just came across it on my letterbox and I remembered how bad it was. Tell me a funny joke in it. None. And you know who was unfunny?
What?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Did the Walking Dead trailer come out?
Yeah.
Thought I saw someone.
Oh, I should have. I didn't write that down.
Yeah. I was like, it must have.
I'll just fucking watch the show. I don't need the trailer.
Yeah.
I'm watching it either way, so. How are they going to do the entire. Well, you know what? I was about to say, how they're going to do the entire other second, like the whole fourth compendium in one season, but then I remembered it sucked in the comics that they should shrink it down to one season.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to get a proper ending because they have the Daryl and Carol show. They obviously still want to make money off The Walking Dead. AMC still wants to make money off The Walking Dead.
They better give it a proper ending. So instead
of having The Walking Dead, they're going to have just like 10 different spin-off shows. So they can make a bunch of money at one point.
How many am I going to watch?
None.
I probably won't even
maybe
watch
if they're on Netflix. I wonder how much money they make off Netflix.
Because I haven't watched any of Fear the Walking Dead since season 2.
They still make money off that, though, for sure.
I haven't watched a single second of Beyond.
Shit, I forgot that.
I take the back. I watched half episode 1. It was so bad, I didn't make it through half of the first episode.
I forgot that was a thing.
It was so shit. In fact, the half that I watched, I was on my phone for most of it. It was so bad. Promise you, man. Do not waste your time, anybody. And if you don't watch it, then they won't do the shit. Granted, it's 2 seasons and they're miniseries. So it's not too bad.
I just think AMC fumbled the ball because they just see... Because what do they have to make that money?
I feel like Scott Gimple went in and was like, I got into you guys.
Yeah, well, I think it's both of them. They're fucking money whores.
Fucking Scott Gimple.
Like,
we wanted to switch it up from the comics, so we killed 5 people.
The Walking Dead could have kept going, but they wanted more money.
Yeah.
But they saw that it was slowly going down, so like, how do we make it more exciting? Have The Walking Dead end, then have all these fans, leave them high and dry. Then they have to watch all these other shows.
I'm not high and dry, AMC, man. Let me tell you. Anywho. Rick Grimes movie is still happening, I heard.
Yeah, well, but, like, now that The Walking Dead's ending, what's the point of having the Rick Grimes movies after it anyways?
And they confirmed he won't be in season 11.
Yeah, fuck them.
Wasted opportunity. Say it with me.
I would like to see Andrew Lincoln in some more, movie roles. No.
He won't be in anything, I'm sorry.
I know, but he's a good actor.
He is. It's unfortunate. I'm not saying he isn't good. I'm just saying he won't be.
He's a really good actor, but Walking Dead.
Granted, I don't know if he's even going for anything right now.
Do you know what's crazy, though?
No.
We don't really talk about this. Like, The Walking Dead, everyone knows what that is, you know? Yeah. But, like, it's a TV show, and it's on AMC, so it doesn't feel like it's as big as these movies. But, like, all these movie stars probably know who Andrew Lincoln is.
Yeah. Kubo Nagarira is in the fucking MCU.
Because, like, it feels like such a step up when she goes to the MCU. But, like, The Walking Dead was the biggest show. So it's not even, like, a huge step up, you know? I don't know why. There's just this huge thing from going movies to TV.
It's also so weird that at one point The Walking Dead was, like, the biggest show.
Yeah.
Like, ratings-wise, it was number one. It's so weird. Like, I don't know how long it was. Because I know Game of Thrones overtook it pretty quickly.
It's just so funny that it feels like such a small thing, but it's, like, not even small. It's, like, it's like the biggest show.
Yeah. I just realized that being at season 11, I feel like the heyday was, like, four. It's been...
Dude, we're longer, so old.
It's been longer since...
I've been watching this show since I was, like, four. I watched the first episode when it came out.
Yeah, I've been watching since, like, season two or three.
I still can't believe I watched the first episode when it came out.
2013. Yeah, it's been longer since it was, like, in its prime than it was in it took to be in its prime. That's fucking weird.
We're getting old.
We'll
also talk about this in the before trilogy. It made me fucking realize we're aging.
Oh.
Ah, scary shit.
I want to die already.
Can you kill me?
No, I asked first. So.
You said you want to die. You didn't
cool,
ask.
So you get to kill me first.
We'll kill each other at the same time. Suicide pact.
Okay. Well, or we jump off a building. If we regret it, we can just kick the wall. And then that'll be fine. Yeah, that's it. Beep, bop, boop. Yeah, okay. Before trilogy. You know what this guy just had the audacity to say?
Nothing.
You wouldn't even want to know. When John was like, I want to say it, what he said, that just took up like 15 minutes of me threatening him with a gun. Just so you know. And the podcast is now officially done forever because John can't choose to use his words nicely and kindly. Now the Before Trilogy.
Oh, welcome to World War Podcast. Today we're doing the Before Trilogy.
That's not the
all
score.
In one video.
Yep. Because, well, you know, they're pretty conversational
Which is
pieces.
One long conversation, the entire movie.
And there's three long conversations.
I mean, except for
Before Midnight. They do a bit more there. But
I really like Before Midnight.
Yeah. I have a take that I will tell you.
Okay.
But I have Before Sunrise. So this, if you're a normal viewer, or that sounds weird. If you're you view our videos, all of them, or whatever, some of them, goddammit. We usually, obviously one of us takes lead in the video and we just talk. But since there's three movies, it's kind of going to switch leads. So I'm starting with Before Sunrise. It's a 1995 film directed by Richard Linklater. It stars Julie Delpy?
Yeah.
She's French, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, French last name, Delpy. And Ethan Hawke. It has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Actually?
I think this may be our first one.
It's crazy.
First, and it's probably one of the few. Because that means that there is not a single person who viewed this movie who said no. So, impressive. Though, I'd say that there's a lot of movies we've seen that it's like, how did people say no to this?
Yeah.
Whatever, though. And it has an 8.1 on IMDb, so kind of a stark contrast, I'd say. But IMDb's kind of hard to get high on. Yeah. It made $5.5 million on a $2.25 million budget. So, it didn't do incredibly well, but as far as I know, it was just like a Sundance movie. So, I don't even know if it got a theatrical viewing.
Probably didn't.
Probably a small one somewhere, but... we'll do some fun facts and then we'll talk about it.
Movies are released far apart.
Well, 10 years apart each.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't notice.
Well, the next one is actually, I think, 9 years
apart. So, 2004, but then it's 2014 for Before Midnight.
It's 2013.
It's 13?
Yeah,
it's 13. Oh, they're 9 years apart. Which is what I meant. Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
It's a cool idea. I don't know. I couldn't see anything. If it was intentional, I don't know if you have anything on that. Like... If it was
I didn't see anything
planned, or they were just like, let's do a sequel now. But I do think I may have heard somewhere that there was like a thought, like, would we do this? But then again, I feel like when I watched Before Sunrise, it was on my top 100 movie poster. And then other than a few of them, I don't know how I decided, but sometimes I'd watch the sequel, sometimes I wouldn't. And for this, I didn't. And it was one of the first ones. It was like maybe April, so I didn't watch the sequels for about like a year.
Wait, did you just watch them like
No.
Oh, okay. I was like,
it is July, so I see the confusion, but it was like 9 or maybe even like 10, 11 months. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of felt like, obviously it wasn't 10 years between them, but it kind of felt like it had been a long time in terms of like movies and how your life goes and how you perceive the lives of these people. Mm-hmm. It was really a kind of an interesting way to do it. Now, obviously, refreshing. I watched Before Midnight right after sunset, but it was just a cool thing to do. And I think it helped because, you know, this ending almost feels like it could be just the end of a single movie. It's like, you don't know if you want to think that it happened or if you want to be sad like, and for
like
some
they
reason
do in the like they talk about in the second movie.
Yeah, or if you want to be sad and imagine a world where they don't, then you could do that. But of course there was sequels, so so number one, it was inspired by a night that Richard Linklater had with a woman named Amy. Now, he had no idea what happened to her. They kept in touch.
If you had this part down.
They kept in touch for a little bit, and then he didn't learn what happened to her until the release, or a little after, Before Midnight, where he learned that she actually died before the first one even came out in a car accident.
2 months before production started.
Yeah, so that's...
Yeah. And he said that, like, he was hoping that these movies, like how they talk about in the second one,
like reach out to her or something?
Like she would come to the premiere and show up or something and he'd see her.
Wouldn't that be something?
And then a close friend who knew about the movies and knew about their story contacted him and said that she died in a car accident.
Man, how does he even get around?
Yeah.
I don't even know how you find that out. That's pretty crazy, though. And, like, what are the chances? Yeah. So, well, I mean... I guess, depending on when this happened...
The second two did much better than the first one did.
It did?
Yeah.
Though I'm pretty sure... How much did they make? Can you spoil that?
The second one made $15 million on a $2.7 million budget, and next one made $20
million.
Oh. So much better than the other one, than the first one.
I wonder if it's because of Ethan Hawke's...
Probably.
...status. Because, I mean, but these movies don't really seem like stuff that would make money. Other than... Before Sunset, because like 2004 was like the year or like the era of rom-coms. It's not really a rom-com, but like romance movies.
Yeah.
So I could see that making more. So I'm assuming that it just made more because it just Ethan Hawke's popular and it just kept going. So yeah, it's pretty cool. And so now how you know for this type of movie, it's interesting because I was wondering this after watched it. Like, was it improv? Because it's like it's so natural. The actors would have to be really talented, right, to be able to have, like, words written and deliver it so well. And there's not a really great answer. So, Delpy said that she and Ethan Hawke rewrote most of the script, which I, maybe for editing purposes, they actually rewrote it, but I can't tell if they improvised it, because then Richard Linklater said that it was controlled improv, which you think would mean it was improv, but everything kind of just... It was just different, like, way of saying whatever the line was. Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of conflicting.
I think by controlled improv, he means, like, he kind of, like, suggested improv and would let... Because I know he would let the camera flow a lot so that, like, it'd feel more natural conversation.
Yeah,
which is one of the best parts about this
movie. Yeah, because a lot of times they're just walking and, like, the camera just follows them. Minimal cuts.
Yeah.
All that.
And also, like, this feels like it's two people who are actually talking. Movies sometimes will feel like it's just... Like, they're acting, you know?
These it really
like
does,
like... Yeah, it feels like they're just having a conversation.
And there's a real chemistry. You're kind of, like, like rooting for them to win the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is... That's why this ending is kind of like, damn, man. Sounds good.
Yeah, that's why I think it's, like, this is one of, like, the most interesting movies, the way to approach it, because it doesn't feel like they're acting at all.
Yeah, and it's just, like, a really cool... It's just a, like, really interesting way to, like, do a movie, because... You really can't do anything like this now that this has been done, but it was done so perfectly.
Yeah.
And I want to point out that Richard Linklater also did that movie Boyhood, which got some praise, not incredibly huge praise, but some, I remember hearing about it when we were in like third grade because it was filmed with the same people for over 10 years. One movie, one kid's life, once again, kind of like controlled improv. And this kind of follow like his he has that certain thing where he likes to do these long projects because this is obviously well, this is 3 decades it's yet to be seen if they'll do a fourth. It really wouldn't make much sense.
I don't think so.
I don't want them to. Yeah. But there is a possibility that they could. So I don't know. He likes doing these long things and it's really impressive.
Yeah.
And the script was written in 11 days, which I wrote down. But now that we talked about how it was pretty much rewritten and improv, that's not as impressive. Mm-hmm. Like, because there's not... every movie has a plot, but there's not really a plot here. Like, it compared to Sunset and especially Midnight, there's nothing. Like, you know, if you're improvising or rewriting it, you're not even using that script in any sense.
Yeah.
You're using the concept.
I also think that's something that's so cool about these movies is, like, there's more of a plot in these, in the second two, but not even, like, really that major of one.
No, there's just, like, I think that there's, like, bigger beats it's mm-hmm. hitting, and especially in the Midnight.
Yeah, I think it's so crazy that they can just be walking around and talking, and it's so interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the coolest part is, like, it's so weird. This is just one of the best, like, best written dialogue.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it's so weird. Not even doing anything.
Yeah, it flows so naturally, too.
Nothing. And they could be talking about BS. It's kind of like Quentin Tarantino's thing where it's, like, the beginning of Pulp Fiction, where they're talking about burgers and, what do they call the quarter pounder? Mm-hmm. Like, that when a writer can nail that, they've got it set. Because if they can make you fascinated by watching two people talk on screen, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And really impressive. And I think that out of every movie I've seen ever, this does the best at that. You're literally not bored for a second, which is crazy to me.
I think I might as well go as far to say this movie has the best dialogue ever.
Could be. I mean, obviously we haven't seen every movie.
Yeah.
But in terms of how a dialogue can carry a story, yes. Mm-hmm. This probably is number one. And then last little thing I want to throw out there is that Gwyneth Paltrow and Jennifer Aniston both auditioned for the, I forgot her name, but Julie Delpy's character.
I'm happy with what they went with, but if it was those two, this movie would have definitely made a lot more money.
Would have made more money, but I would not have liked it. Because I don't like Jennifer Aniston, and quite honestly, I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow that much either.
Except in Seven.
Interestingly enough, this was the same year as Seven, so I guess it would have been alright. I mean, I liked her in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just think, the vagina candles? Really, Gwyneth?
I want to buy one.
I kind of do, I'm curious. So, I guess the best thing to do right now is to give our scores in here. 100% A+. This is my sixth favorite movie ever.
Yeah, I would agree with that, actually.
I think it is. Let me check my Letterboxd. Where's my phone? Oh, in my pocket.
I would agree with that, yeah. I was surprised you said you didn't like them.
No, I was doing that because at the beginning of the podcast, which you should check out anywhere you listen to podcasts, you said it's good, and I agreed, and I didn't want to spoil it for the podcast listeners.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, it's bad. And it seemed to work. Got you. Anywho. Let's go to my insanely annoying thing where I ranked every movie I've ever seen. Yep, number 6. So, if I didn't rave about it enough, yes, I fucking love this movie. And it's one of those movies that stuck with me the most. And that's kind of what makes up my top 50, is not only movies that have entertained me, made me go through like every emotion, but also have stuck with me, because the ending of this movie, that scene on the train, literally haven't forgot about it, and I watched this a year and a half ago. So mm-hmm. It's quite an impressive feat for a movie to do that.
Yeah, and you know, this, I love the simple direction in this as well. Like, it's
in the simplicity. Over the
top. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's not like they have crane shots or any of that.
That they don't.
Yeah, and it would be weird if they did.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a natural feeling to this movie. And that's my take. Are you good?
Yeah. Also, I know, like, when I know a movie's good is when, like, is really good, is when I want to talk about it when we start hanging out, like, right away. Like, I want to start talking about it. And that's what happened with this one, too.
I enjoyed that you enjoyed it.
Yes.
Because not too dissimilar to Shawshank or Mulholland Drive, I raved about this movie. So the fact that it did you good was a good thing.
Yeah. All right. So before Sunset.
Sunset. Yep.
Yeah. Before Sunset is a 2004 romance drama directed by Richard Linklater, starring Julie Delpy and Ethan Hawke. It made $15 million on a $2.7 million budget and has a 8.1 out of 10 on IMDb and a 94 on Rotten Tomatoes. It was also nominated for an Oscar in Best Writing Adapted Screenplay.
Yeah, and when I looked up Oscars before Sunrise, like, I was a surprised it didn't get anything. It was also a festival film, which makes it a little bit even more surprising.
Yeah.
By the way, The Lighthouse got fucking snubbed for Oscars. Mm-hmm. It'll be classic. Put my name on that.
Yeah. So the man and woman Celine speaks to in the courtyard are actually Julie Depley's real parents.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I really, I enjoyed how this, well, actually, you know what? My take is that I liked Before Sunset a lot. I liked it. I'd say Before Sunrise is obviously my favorite. It's my sixth favorite movie of all time. But I think it has the weakest concept. Now, not to say he did bad with it, but just like the middle part can either be the best, but for a story like this, it's kind of the weakest because the simplicity Before Sunrise is really beautiful, and that's what makes the film so nice and such a great movie. Before Midnight takes an interesting approach to like aging and like what that means and what an actual marriage will look like and all that. But Before Sunset, even though, once again, a really beautiful movie, I just think that you're working with less, other than the fact that there's like some tension because we found out what happened, which is that they never actually reconnected until that point. You know, it's kind of has a weak base, but I think it takes that tension and makes it really well, or makes it, or does something really well with it, because obviously like the end is really beautiful. And I just, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's very similar to Before Sunrise, and it's like conversation piece.
Yeah.
There's more going on. And
yeah. And again, here, the dialogue is very natural. Like, it feels like this is how I would actually respond to someone if I hadn't seen them in so long and stuff. You know what I mean? Especially with what's going on with them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Cause you know, I just think it's like, because you can't go for the Before Midnight thing where it's like they're full adults now, because you have to kind of wait for that. Like, you know, she was smoking and it was all that. And like, but you can't go all the way with that because you kind of have to save that.
Yeah.
But then you can't go to that like blissful young attitude of Before Sunrise. And I think it's a testament actually to how good of a movie ended up being that they were, or Linklater and Ethan Hawke and Julie Dempsey were able to take it and make it so good.
Yeah. I think, like, for this movie, I don't think it's as good as the first, but I think it's the only place that they could have went with
it. Yeah, yeah. Which is, yeah, it's like, I don't know where they would have gone. They wouldn't have been over the top or anything. I think it's really natural. It's like, oh my God, like, that's him. Or, you know, so, and then they reconnect and it kind of goes the way it does. So, I think it did good. And it, actually, you know what? Here's the thing. By, like, the midpoint, where you kind of really start feeling that like there's that tension and there's that also, but that like, will they, won't they, which is present in all of them. But I think even more here because you're at the middle, I think that it actually creates one of the better back half of these movies.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that end moment.
Yeah. So, and she I wonder if you have this, but I think she wrote that song.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. She wrote and performed 3 songs for the soundtrack.
Yeah, and that's a really great song. I didn't know about guitar tabs at the time, but maybe I'll find it.
And then the longest take in this movie is actually 11 minutes long.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, especially just talking.
Yeah, like to remember that dialogue. Once again, though, there's a chance that they just had like, okay, these are the things you gotta say.
Yeah, yeah, you just gotta hit the beats, just flow naturally, though. That's that's what I feel like the script is like. I don't even feel like it's a solid, like a super solid script.
And these are honestly, like, it's so, you know, I mean, it's as impressive when you see these huge shots and, like, these blockbusters, but when you really think about it, how impressive it is, like, the camera operator is probably walking backwards, and they're, like, on a river, and then, like, they have to deliver their lines naturally. If you trip over anything, you gotta make sure. I mean, it didn't look like it, but movies are movies, and there's a lot of deception going on there. So, like, lighting crews and obviously the boom guy, like, all this stuff. It's like they were able to choreograph that. It's like a dance when you don't even really think about that when you're watching the movie. But that's kind of what a shot is. So,
yeah,
it's impressive.
It took only 15 days to shoot. So, not even that long.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I mean, that's 2 weeks.
Yeah, and the director, to keep its super realism, decided to only do shoot in, like, the afternoon, like, the late afternoon.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So if they, I mean, well, if they shot in the morning, it would probably kind of ruin it, but it would have taken half the time.
Yeah, it'd be kind of funny to see the difference in sunsets then.
Yeah. And I like the naming convention. Actually, when I watched Before Sunrise, I thought I heard about a sequel, I was like, so it'd be after Sunrise. That's what I thought the sequel would be. And I was like, I think it's Trilogy, though. So, like, what's the third one going to be? Daring Sunrise? I don't know. But I was
really good at titles, yeah.
Before Sunset and Before Minot work a little bit better.
Yeah, just a little bit. Julie Deppley, I think this applies to the first one, because I think when I was looking at trivia, it had the second and the first one for some reason. Probably. It also did have the one that you mentioned in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Julie Deppley's agent told her not to take this role and that she would, like, it would be really bad. And she fired her client the same day. Like, the Damn. Agent fired her.
Oh, really?
The same day.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, I saw her doing an interview about it, and she mentioned the fact that, like, you know, she doesn't really get huge roles anymore, but she wouldn't, like, trade this and what she's doing now in, like, indie films and theater in France for being a blockbuster star or anything.
Yeah, I would agree. Like,
yeah. She has, like, a soft personality. I mean, Midnight, she kind of explodes, obviously, but...
Yeah. We'll I'd much rather be in these movies than being a big blockbuster.
What blockbuster are we talking about?
Yeah, but, like, you know, these ones are amazing.
Yeah, but if I got Especially to be in a Spider-Man movie or something...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
no.
The gun story is actually a true story out of Julie Deppley's life.
Oh, really?
And when I heard that, I was like, what fucking cop would say that? And I guess one actually did.
There's your improv for you. Yeah. Yeah, well, and I forgot to mention, she was... Not only was she... Not only did she say that Ethan Hawke and her rewrote most of the script, she also mentioned the fact that she was mad because they didn't get any credit, at least in the first one. I don't know. I think they may have gotten credit in the second.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I also love, though, in these movies is how you see them grow each time. And, like, some things that they mention in the past movie is brought up in the next one, and they say that they don't like it.
Yeah.
In this, and, like, their thoughts change, like, an actual person.
Yeah, they mature.
Yeah.
Because... I think that is one of the coolest parts, is there's this, like, blissful energy, this blissful, ignorant energy to Before Sunrise.
Yeah.
But you see that is not the case when they mature.
Yeah, like, in the first one, Celine's character talks about how she believes in reincarnation, and the second one, Ethan Hawke's character brings it up, and she's like, that's silly.
Yeah.
So you do see, cool. like, a lot, like, even the subtle things, which makes sense. It's, like, very realistic then, which is some of the best things.
Which is probably why this feels so real.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, anything else?
No, I give it an A+.
A+.
Enjoyment again. Hmm. I'm gonna stick with the. No, I'm gonna give it 96.
I was gonna say 97.
Yeah, I was gonna either go 97 or 96.
97 was for that ending.
Yeah.
Pretty cool ending, man. All these endings are good though, except for Before Midnight, which is depressing because we don't know what happens, but we can assume it goes well. That's what I assume.
Yes, I hope it goes well.
all right, give the spiel.
Oh. So now we have Before Midnight is a 2013 romance drama directed by Richard Linklater, starring Julie Deppley, Ethan Hawke. It made $20 million on a $3 million budget and has a 7.9 out of 10 on IMDb and a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes. It was nominated for an Oscar in the Best Writing and Screenplay. So none of them won an Oscar.
Sadly. Damn. 2013 would have been 2012, and 2012 fucking sucked for... art house film. So I don't know why I didn't win more.
Yeah, and then this one is actually dedicated to Amy.
Oh, that's cool. Because that's when he found out, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ethan Hawke, I really like his take on it. There wasn't much trivia on this movie, but I really like his take on this. Is Ethan Hawke describes it as Before Sunrise is a film about what could be, I mean, what might be, and Before Sunset is a film about what should and could be, and Before Midnight is what it is.
Yeah, that's... It's cool, because, you know, when you really like a movie, or at least me anyway, and I see something in the theater that I really enjoy, or a movie I see, I'll just, like, go on YouTube, and I, like, look into it for days, and I went down the rabbit. I think I watched, like, every interview there was on this movie, and it really came across that these two, like, had a passion for this, which was really cool to see. And this is something that we kind of saw in, like, Good Will Hunting with, like, Robin Williams, and all that. So it's really cool when you see, like, actors who care a lot about a story, especially when the story is really good and you see it shine through there.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one may have the most interesting concept at its core.
I think it's the most realistic though too.
Yeah,
they're all hyper realistic, but, like,
yeah,
they could have easily taken the route of them being happy.
Honestly, yeah, but like honestly, even though Before Sunrise is my favorite, it's the most unrealistic. Like the fact that it goes so blissfully well,
mm-hmm.
and like they get into these mini arguments and stuff, but it's like, wow, that worked like perfect.
Yeah,
is maybe not necessarily what's gonna happen, yeah, but you know, it's that's not to say not every single moment of that movie is possible, but like just like the fighting and the tension and all that with this like old age and marriage and kids, it's like, yeah, that's probably what would happen.
Yeah. It's like, I really think, yeah, this is, makes the most sense for where they go. I really like, he knows where to go with his movies.
Yeah.
Like Before Sunset is like the only place I could see them going.
Yeah.
And then this one, they could have done the happy thing, but I think this one's what they did is so much more interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like if they just went with that, you know, there's just like this tension that grows as you mature and stuff. And it's like, You have your ideas that's set in place, and then when those can clash, it can create a problem. But can we all be honest here? Julie Depley was a fucking bitch for most of this movie. Like, she was wrong most of the time. And I'm not saying that as a man. In fact, I saw a couple females on Letterboxd say that, which I'm kind of taking it from.
I see where she's coming from. I think she goes about it the wrong way, and like, but in some situations, she's right.
I'm not saying she's always wrong, but I'm just saying that it seems like she's very aggressive.
Yeah, she's too aggressive with it, but, like, I think that's the realism about it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, Ethan Hawke is kind of just acting like he's still the age he was, and maybe even Sunrise, but probably more like Sunset. He's kind of just acting like a dude in his 20s, and... You know, she's in, I don't know how old they are here, but, you know, whatever, they're in their 40s, 50s. And so it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, I could see her getting annoyed with him, but she just, like, explodes on him, and he's just kind of, like, goofing around, or, like, he's kind of being ignorant.
Yeah. In all honesty, this sounds kind of bad. It made me feel like I was watching my parents' divorce. This is some of the words I heard and some of the things that they were saying to each other, pretty much what happened.
Yeah, that's how it goes. So
that's why I also think it's a really good movie, because it's very realistic.
Yeah. I mean, it is. And there's probably some inspiration that comes from either of them, because obviously Ethan Hawke was married to Uma Thurman for a while, so you know, they have their, and even like not divorced people, just people who break up, you see this thing as people grow and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, you know, and I think that this may have one of the most beautiful end scenes, but we say that for all of them.
Yeah.
They stick the landing every time, but just like that, how he swoons her with this, like, the end, literally how they are interacting, other than her being a little bit still angry at him, the way he's acting is like just how he acted in Before Sunrise. I think that's so cool. Mm-hmm. How it almost like goes full circle.
Yeah. I also like that in the other movies, they nonstop are talking about the future.
Yeah.
And in this one, they only talk about the present or the past.
Yeah. Which is a problem, because we talk about the past probably too much.
but we also talk about moving in together all the time and stuff like that.
That's true. I guess we have an excuse. We're at that stage where we can talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
But you always can. But yeah, I feel...
It scared me.
Yeah, same. You know when I was like, I'm never going to get married?
This is why?
I watched this movie. And I'm pretty sure I watched one other movie, like 2 days after this, that had the exact same type of thing going on. I was like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope, not doing it. So, who knows, maybe. I mean, obviously, who knows? This takes a bit of a stretch where it's like, it all turns out blissful, because that doesn't always happen. But I guess if you're watching a movie, you'd rather live in the world where the two characters that you really enjoy fall back in love, or at least you can see it, that her head kick most likely will go that way,
mm-hmm.
than seeing them not.
Yeah, I also do like the movie. Like, it seems like the best movies, though, are either the ones that leave it on, like, you decide.
Yeah.
Or the characters don't end up together.
Yeah. Ones that make you think.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, like, it's always a nice, like, fresh break from the normal, like, they always end up together. And, like, it's sad and depressing, but it's good.
Another one of my favorite movies, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, ends very similar to this, and Before Sunrise. Like, at the end, they kind of make up, just like this, but it doesn't necessarily mean that anything can move forward. Because there's still a lot that we've experienced in the last 2 hours, or in this case, like an hour and a half, that can turn the tides either way.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
All right. We've gone on far too long enough. A plus, obviously.
Yeah, A plus.
Now, I am actually very conflicted.
I know what
I mean. When I originally ranked these, when I first saw all of them, and I put them on a list, I went in order, going, like, down. So, like, my best was Rise, and then Sunset, and then Midnight.
Mine's Rise, Midnight, Sunset.
But as they have aged, I don't know. But what I will say is that Midnight makes me a lot less happy than Before Sunset and Before Sunrise, because they're fighting, and it's like seeing my parents fight. I don't like it.
Yeah. I give this 98.
I'm conflicted. I don't know. I think since I go with a different direction, I'll go 98, because I gave 97.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, or did I give 98? No, I gave 97.
You gave 97.
98. I may put this... I'm going to put this above Sunset now.
Okay. If you guys enjoyed, make sure you check out our TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, all at Word Podcast. We also have the podcast where we talk about the news and what we've been watching exclusively anywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, stay here on YouTube for exclusive videos every single week. And I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to like and subscribe.
Thank you for watching.